You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, some thank yous to Dola before we wrap up the Week 16 NFL Sunday edition of Countdown to Kickoff with all our bets for today in the National Football League. Our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Grant Leader, our video producer, the great Max Sheedy. Tyler, are you pulling double duty and doing our social as well? I'm guessing the answer to that question is yes. Yes, it is. Tyler Morales pulling double duty. We appreciate the great Tyler Morales. PJ, appreciate you doing the show today on Week 16 NFL Sunday. It'll be yours truly solo next week for Week 17, but thank you very much for doing the show today, my friends.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Been a lot of fun. Hopefully we can cash some tickets today.
Let's hope that we can do that. And let's get to it with all the bets for today right now, which means we need our friend Grant Leader. To Grant, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, we want everybody to open the playbook and choose your boost for today's action by grabbing BetMGM's Pro Football Boost Pack. You'll have 3 ways to boost your odds on your next bet. Activate one of your boost tokens for any pro football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your wager wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. All right, PJ, side total, if you've got any props for every game on the board, we start with the Bills and the Browns in Cleveland. Buffalo, a 10.5-point road favorite. Total in the game is... you know what? We have this piece of news here that I want to bring to everybody. Texans running back Woody Marks is going to be inactive later today. Ian Rappaport just tweeting that. We had expected Marks to play. He had been listed in all the props markets. Woody Marks is going to be out today for the Houston Texans. Nick Chubb will be the starting running back, and I'll just say this. Jawar Jordan, who had a nice game last week for Houston and their blowout win against the Cardinals, I'm going to bet Jawar Jordan to score a touchdown. So no more Woody Marks prop. Obviously, he's not playing. Get him out of your fantasy lineups. No Woody Marks today for the Houston Texans. PJ, back to the Bills and the Browns. How are you betting this one?
I saw a Bills -4 in the second half. That's how I'm going to attack this game. I think Cleveland's defense can keep it close in the first 30 minutes. Bills pull away late. I'll go Bills second half spread -4.
Yeah, pass for me in the game. If I had to bet it, I'd probably parlay the Bills in the under, honestly. I think Buffalo wins a low-scoring game by margin. No bet for me, though, on Bills and Browns. Cowboys and the Chargers in Dallas. Cowboys a 1.5-point home favorite, total 50.5, PJ. No Quentin Williams for the Cowboys.
Lean over 50.5. I think I am going to bet Dallas on the money line, though, at minus 120. I think it's going to be a close game, but I like them at home today to get the win. So I'll go Dallas money line.
I don't like Dallas as much as I did when we thought Quentin Williams was going to play, but I still like the Cowboys. I'll lay it as well with Dallas. Dallas to win, minus 120 money line against L.A. Chiefs and the Titans in Tennessee. KC, a juiced 3-point road favorite, total 37.5. First game with Gardner Minshew starting. And just to sneak this in, NFL Media's Ian Rappaport saying moments ago on NFL Network that Andy Reid is expected to return next year as Chiefs head coach.
Nick, I think I'm waiting to bet this game live. Kansas City's -3. I'm hoping maybe Tennessee goes up early. We can get KC plus money, maybe a cheap money line price. I think I want to go about it that way. Low total. It's going to be a low scoring game, but I lean Chiefs to win here.
Yeah, and just to say this, like the insinuation with Reed will be back is not that Andy Reid's going to get fired. It's that he would retire. No bet for me on this game. I wanted to lay 2.5 with Kansas City. It's not going to happen, so I will pass this one. I've had enough betting on the Chiefs this year. Bengals and the Dolphins in Miami. Quinn Ewers starts in place of Tua Tagovailoa. The Bengals, PJ, 3.5-point road favorites in South Beach, total 48. I said it earlier in the show. We did it on the show live on Tuesday on You Better You Bet. I laid 2.5 with Cincinnati prior to the official news of Tua being benched because we felt like it was going to happen. No play for me at current prices, although if I had to bet the game, I actually think I'd still bet Cincinnati. But I don't have to make that decision because I have 2.5 in pocket. What say you, Bengals and Dolphins?
Yeah, at the current price, I'm staying away. Ewers making his first start, like you said, so much unknown there and how he's going to look. In Cincinnati, I got to question whether they're kind of still playing this season hard. After what I saw last week against the Ravens, and now they're saying that Zach Taylor is going to be back, not the kind of team I want to be laying points with on the road, especially over a field goal. I'll pass on that game.
All right, we know you love a side in this game. The Saints, 6.5-point home favorites against the Jets. Total is 40. PJ, tell the people how you're betting it.
Yeah, really like the Jets today, +6.5. It's now at even money on BetMGM at +100. I'm taking the money line as well, +230. You give me a team like the Saints, it's almost always used to being an underdog, and now they're expected to win by margin, and they're laying nearly a touchdown at 6.5. I'll fade that team every time. Give me the Jets plus the points and on the money line.
I'll pass this game. I think the Saints are going to win. PJ's got bigger, you know, than I do for betting Jets money line. I think the Saints will win. I don't know if they'll cover, and I bet them the last couple weeks here. I like them as a dog. I don't know yet if I like them as a favorite, so I will pass this game. Vikings at my Giants, PJ. Minnesota, a juiced 2.5-point road favorite, total 41.5.
Staying away, I mean, massive coaching edge for Minnesota with O'Connell and Flores. McCarthy's looked good the last couple weeks, but now he's laying points on the road. Just feels too easy, Nick. I know you really like this game. The Vikings feel like they'd be the side or nothing, but I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I like Minnesota, and it has nothing to do with them and everything to do with their opponent. My hideous football team, the New York Football Giants, who lose every game. Why would today be any different? So, look, you can disagree with me. You can like the Giants. It's a vibes-based bet for me. The vibe is the Giants suck. Give me Minnesota laying the 2.5 on the road. You better you bet. Week 16 NFL Sunday. Kostos and the Glassman wrapping up the show with all our bets for today in the NFL. Not quite a de facto NFC South championship game, PJ, but kind of close to it. The Buccaneers, 3 on the road in Carolina. The 3 is juiced towards the Panthers. Total 44.5.
Same spot that the Ravens were just in is what the Bucs are dealing with this week, where the Ravens lost 2 straight home games to the Bengals and Steelers, had to go on the road for a third divisional game. They took care of business in Cincinnati last week. I expect the Bucs to do the same today after dropping 2 straight at home to the Falcons and the Saints. So I think we're getting a nice buy low spot here on the Bucs, refocused on the road. Like you said, I mean, almost a de facto playoff game. I like Tampa -3.
Yeah, I will be on the other side here. Carolina plus a full 3. Doesn't make me feel good to make that bet because I think Tampa's better. I don't know if Tampa's 3 points better, though, and that's where it comes down to this bet for me. I wouldn't be shocked if the Panthers won. candidly, they seem like a better coach team at the moment than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with Todd Bowles melting down last Thursday night after the collapse against Atlanta. To the afternoon slate, Denver, a 3.5-point home favorite against the Jaguars, the 3.5 juice towards Jacksonville, the total, PJ, bet up to 47.
I'm going to take the Jags here, Nick. I think this is the game where they proved everyone that they are maybe a team to watch out for in the AFC. I like the fact we're getting the hook. I'm taking them on the money line at plus 154 as well. I like the Jags today. Broncos have won 11 straight games. They're due for a loss. They've been playing a lot of teams close. I think the Jags get them today.
If I had to bet the game the side, I would take the Jaguars, but instead I'll be on the over. I bet 46.5. I don't mind 47. I am tailing our friend Rob Bazzola, who gave that bet out on Thursday's edition of You Better You Bet. Falcons and the Cardinals in the desert. Atlanta, a 3-point road favorite. Drake London back for the Falcons. Marvin Harrison back for Arizona. The 3 is juiced towards the Cardinals. Total is 48.
I like Kyle Pitts over 5.5 receptions. I don't think they're adjusting to his lines enough with Cousins in there. Even with London back, I think that's only going to help Pitts even more. So I like his over receptions. I like Arizona too, plus the 3 at home. They've been playing over games all year at home, and I think an over game is better for the Cardinals than it is for the Falcons. So I'll take Arizona plus the 3, and I'd look at some money line plus 135 in that game.
Feels like Arizona letting go of the rope a little bit. Blowouts, losses in their last two. I would lay Atlanta, but need 2.5 to make that bet. Detroit, a 7.5-point home favorite against Pittsburgh. The 7.5 juice towards the Steelers, PJ. Total is 52. No TJ Watt for the Steelers.
Certainly like the lines a lot better at 6.5 or even 7. Even at 7.5, you had to make me play it. I'd still bet Detroit, but as we were talking, it feels like now at this price, Lions in a teaser is the way to go. Again, Dan Campbell and the Lions, last 15 games off of a loss, 15-0 straight up, 14-1 against the spread. Huge game for them. They got to keep winning to try and make the playoffs. I don't think the Steelers are able to keep pace with them in Ford Field. So, like the Lions in a teaser, if I had to bet the 7.5, I'd still go with Detroit.
I really like the teaser that PJ just laid out. The Lions and the Chargers, Detroit down to minus 1.5, the Chargers up to plus 7.5. I think that's a winning two-team teaser today in week 16. Texans and the Raiders, we said it at the top of the segment, Woody Marks not expected to play for the Texans, so get him out of your fantasy lineups if he's in. Nick Chubb will be their number one running back. I think Jawar Jordan will see the ball as well. He had a nice game last week against Arizona. The betting market has not moved, obviously, because Woody Marks is not a spread impact player. Texans, a 2-touchdown home favorite. Geno Smith back for the silver and black. Total is 39.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
staying away from this game. I just don't know how the Raiders are going to score. We were talking about earlier, their team total is 10.5. I don't think I've ever seen that for an NFL game, and I wouldn't bet the over. I mean, you're talking about the league's best defense against one of the league's worst offenses. So 14's about right. We know the Texans are going to win, but no interest in laying the 14.
Yeah, this is a pass for me. If I'd actually only bet Houston. I don't want to bet the game, though. And then Sunday Night Football, the Ravens, a juiced 3, heavily juiced. My sense is, PJ, this will go to 3.5 if some of the Patriots' defensive players are ruled out, which honestly is my expectation. Marcus Jones, Carlton Davis, Harold Landry, chief among them. Total down a little bit to 48.5. What do you want to do here? Your favorite team is the Ravens. How are you betting this game?
Yeah, I would grab those 3.5s with New England, and I would take them plus the points. Vrabel's always had good game plans against Lamar. He gets to go up against his former running back, Derrick Henry. And I just think the Ravens, you know, it's 7-7. A lot of their wins have been against some of the worst teams and some of the worst quarterbacks in the league. When they've gone up against teams like the Pats and quarterbacks like Drake May, they have not won games like this. So at 3.5, I'll take the Pats at that number.
I'd like to bet the Patriots. If all these defensive players are going to be out, I think the Ravens might boat race them. And the Patriots can lose today, and Buffalo can win, and New England wins its next two against the Jets and Dolphins, and the Patriots will win the AFC East on the division tiebreaker with the Buffalo Bills. They'd end up with the same record. I think New England might err on the side of caution and sit those defensive players tonight. So no thought for me, no bet for me probably on the game. PJ, great job today on the show. Appreciate you, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir, Nick. Thanks for having me, man.
I will be back tomorrow for a special edition of You Better, You Bet with my friend Femi Abebefe. We will address a lot of what's going on with the BetMGM Network and tell you about the future of the show and obviously talk the weekend that was in the NFL and get you set for Monday Night Football tomorrow. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.